from Wisconsin. I am live at the Draft House in Verona, getting ready for the big matchup on Sunday between who? The Green Bay Packers, led by one Jordan Love, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Packers will be without Aaron Charles Rodgers. He has tested positive for COVID-19. We know that. We find out that he is unvaccinated this week, despite everybody believing that he was vaccinated prior to the season. That blew up into a mini controversy this week. Maybe bigger than a mini controversy this week. And everybody's wondering, when are we going to hear from the quarterback? When are we going to hear from Aaron Rodgers? He said in a direct question of, are you vaccinated, before the season started on August 26th, are you vaccinated? He said, yeah, I'm immunized. Then he differentiated himself with those group of unvaccinated players. And in any follow-up by our very own Jason Wilde about the competitive advantages of being vaccinated, he still acted like he was vaccinated. Again, we find out that he is not. And today he spoke for the first time and really ultimately defended himself. He appeared on the Pat McAfee show. He spoke for about 14 or 15 uninterrupted minutes and then answered some questions from Pat McAfee. It was an interesting approach, I would say, by the quarterback to lay it all out there, and his perspective, his point of view. We'll hear from the quarterback a little bit as I welcome in Ben Bruss live from the Fiserv Forum. Benny Bucks getting ready to call the Milwaukee Bucks basketball tonight on the Bucks Radio Network. You can hear that on 100.5 ESPN in Madison, 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee.
One day, just one day, when Aaron Rodgers speaks, can it be like clear, black and white? Because we're going to go through a bunch of what Aaron Rodgers said, and there's so many things that contradict what is out there. And it's just, he's fascinating. He really is a complicated fella. And we all laughed at Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst, but like, we hit on this briefly yesterday. There is a reason why they had a contingency plan and were starting to think about moving on from Aaron Rodgers, because sometimes the player that you are on the field just isn't worth the distraction that you bring outside of that.
800-990-3776. Again, Joshy DiMaggio's Better Judgment. We want to hear from all of you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. Text us, call us, because I think this is a fascinating conversation, and we'll try to keep it as above board as possible. But I guess I want to start with the idea of, Aaron Rodgers defending himself, saying that when he proclaimed himself as, yeah, I'm vaccinated, I'm immunized, he's claiming that wasn't a lie, and his reasoning for doing so is interesting. He just says, well, I would have explained it in a follow-up.
First of all, I didn't lie in the initial press conference. During that time, it was a very, witch hunt that was going on across the league, where everybody in the media was so concerned about who was vaccinated and who wasn't and what that meant and who was being selfish and who would talk about it and what it meant if they said it's a personal decision, they shouldn't have to disclose their own medical information and whatnot. And at the time, my plan was to say that I've been immunized. It wasn't some sort of ruse or lie. It was the truth. Had there been a follow-up to my statement that I've been immunized, I would have responded with this. I would have said, look, I'm not, some sort of anti-vax flat earther. I am somebody who's a critical thinker. You guys know me. I march to the beat of my own drum. I believe strongly in bodily autonomy and the ability to make choices for your body, not to have to acquiesce to some woke culture or crazed, group of individuals who say you have to do something. Health is not a one-size-fits-all.
So there's a lot to unpack there. That, again, Aaron Rodgers and the Pat McAfee show earlier today. A lot to unpack, and I felt listening to this interview, which spanned close to 45 minutes, there was times where I found myself nodding in agreement and understanding and empathizing with this position. There were times where I had a hard time sort of understanding how he arrived at the place that he arrived to. And I guess I'll just start at the top. If you think, hey, I didn't lie, somebody needed to follow up with me. One, that's an indictment of the media members that were in that room. Two, it's somewhat of a white lie to say that because Jason Wilde did follow up about the competitive advantage of being vaccinated, and he acted like he was. Three, if you're asked a direct question and your reasoning for not lying is somebody should have asked me a follow-up, that means that you know that what you initially said was not truthful. So, like, right out of the gate, I have a hard time with his "I did not lie." But then he gets to a point where he says, look, at that point it was a witch hunt. And now all of a sudden he's giving the reason for why he lied, right? And I do empathize with him on that in the sense that the judgment and the shame that has come down on those people who make that choice, to me, is probably not right, because the next thing that he says about bodily autonomy, I of course think is true. If he believes that he is safer not getting that and doing other therapeutic treatments than getting the vaccine, that is entirely his right, and he should be allowed to do that, and he should not be shamed, he should not be judged. But the NFL also has the right to put him through the rigorous process they do. And he understands that logically. He's upset with it emotionally, but he understands it logically. So I kind of am with him in terms of, yeah, you do have the right to go ahead and do that. But he wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. He wants to have the action and the bodily autonomy, and he wants his right to do what he wants to do, but he doesn't want to grant his employer's right to ultimately treat him how they want to treat him based off of the choice that he made. And that's the life that we all live, right? Like, Ben, if you said, look, I believe it's best for me to wake up at noon every day, and your employer said, no, you have to be in the office at 8 o'clock, you would still be subject to the consequences for your choice, even if it's what you believed is the case. And it's not the government throwing you in jail because you feel the need to go and sleep in until noon. So, like, I keep going on this up and down circus with him of, I agree with some of what he says. And then he gets into the woke mob stuff, which I have a hard time because it just feels like, you know, talking points at this point. But I have a hard time following him here, especially when he starts by lying and claiming that he wasn't lying in the first place, because if he wasn't lying in the first place, he wouldn't have needed a follow-up to clarify.
Well, the woke mob stuff is basically a way for him to rationalize why he wasn't able to stand up and say what he really was feeling at that time period. The only reason why we're hearing from Aaron Rodgers today on the Pat McAfee show is because he was caught in a lie. He claims he was not hiding, and he thought that he was going to have to eventually address this. That's just not true. He was hiding, because the only reason why he's on the Pat McAfee show explaining why he did everything he did and appealed this process and that process is because he was caught in the lie. And I agree with you, Greg. He shouldn't be. There was times where I was like, you know, some of these protocols, like, as I'm listening, like, yeah, maybe that, like, doesn't make sense. But then all of a sudden takes a 180 on me. I'm like, wait a second. You just said that you have followed every NFL protocol, and then in the same breath says, well, except for that one. And it's just like you said, like, he's trying to have his cake and eat it too in every sentence and every breath. And by golly, him saying that he has 500 pages of research made me just be like, just shut up, Aaron. You're so full of crap. You didn't do 500 pages of research. Maybe you paid somebody to, but you didn't read 500 pages of research on this.
800-990-3776. Call us, text us there. We'll continue to hear from Aaron Rodgers throughout the show. Brett in Eau Claire says Aaron Rodgers would fail at 1 or 0. Yes, he would. I wonder if LaFleur is wishing now he would have got sent to San Francisco, meeting Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Matt LaFleur, despite all of these headaches, would rather have gone into the season without Aaron Rodgers than with Aaron Rodgers.
We'll find out on Sunday.
That is true. We will find out on Sunday. Jordan Love's first regular season start as he gets ready to take on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Brenton Madison says Rodgers absolutely lied about being vaccinated. He was asked point blank if he was vaccinated, and he said, yeah, I'm immunized. At best, it's a lie of omission, which is still a lie. 800-990-3776. Let's start with Robin from Milwaukee. Robin, welcome to Scalzo and Bross. What do you got for us?
Yeah, gotta tell you, he lied, outright lied. He was deceitful. Let's just put it like that. And what is deceit? Another form of a lie, and that's what he did. Now, if he doesn't want to get immunized or vaccinated, that's his problem, and that's his choice. But wear a mask like everybody else. You have to wear a mask. That's the protocol, isn't it? If you're not vaccinated, fine, wear a mask. Was he wearing a mask? No. Was he out there partying without a mask? Yes. So, you know, I don't, and then here's the thing too. Everybody is worried about, okay, now he can't play because he's got COVID. Okay, all right, the game is important, winning is important, but what about the fact that he could have infected other people? You know what I'm saying? He could have infected other people by him not wearing a mask. The people who are vaccinated, they have a chance of getting the COVID as well. But he could have infected his other teammates. Now, you know, what does he say about that? Is he responsible for that? Does he care about anybody other than himself? You know, that's pretty selfish. You don't care about others. You're around people with no mask on. What about your teammates? Can they catch it from you? You know, everybody's body is different.
Thank you for the call.
Joshy with the hook there. Joshy, thank you, Robin from Milwaukee. 800-990-3776. And I think she just was a little repetitive there at the end, which is why I'm guessing that Joshy hooked her.
Correct. And
she made a point, and she continued on. And I ultimately think, yes, to me, it was a lie what he had said. 800-990-3776. Let's go to Ed in Madtown. Ed, welcome to Scalzo and Russ. What do you got?
Hey, gents. You know, I was like 50-50 on Aaron, you know, at the beginning of the year. And I started to kind of go around like 60-40. Well, I'm right back 50-50. Basically, what I mean by that is I can live without him, and I love to live with him as a quarterback. But would I want to go out and have a drink with this guy in the bar? No way. If Bart Starr or Barbie was around, I'd love to have a beer with them because they're real. They're real personalities. I don't like his canned answers. I don't like his cancel culture comments. I don't like him throwing out all these answers like he's on Fox News or something. You know, I'm just like, where are you getting these answers? They're canned answers. I'm tired of him coming out acting like the victim here. All he had to do for me to make it right, I was wrong. I should have been honest with you guys. But no, he goes on a rant for 45 minutes. That's a waste of time in my life. I can't get back now. So, guys,
thank you, Ed.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Ed, from Madtown, 800-990-3776. And what is interesting to me is that he obviously believes that everything that he is saying is very valuable, and his perspective is a well-thought-out one and well-researched, and he talked a little bit about the coercion and the way that the owners treated players and unvaccinated players. And, you know, my thought there is largely, if you think that your perspective is that important for you to share and that you can help other players in the league and the perception of those players and how the media is treating them, he almost had an obligation to share that back in August before the season started. And he only decided to share it when he got caught, as opposed to going out and answering that question or going on Pat McAfee, where he had a lot more room to work with, and saying, hey, look, here's the deal. I think right now those players who are unvaccinated in the league aren't being given a fair shake by the NFL, and here's why it's an issue. I think some of these rules don't make sense, and here's why it's an issue. There are very few players in the NFL that have the ability, that have the juice to actually formulate change. He might be one of them. If there's any, he's up there. And he decided, no, I'm not going to do that. It was only this important for him to get across when he got caught and he got criticized. And while I do agree with some of what he says, mostly on the sense of, yeah, you do have the right to do what you want to do with your body, and there probably is too much blowback on a story like this, he ultimately waited until he got caught to put that information out, to put his perspective out, his thoughts, and those things that he thought could help others. 800-990-3776. Let's go to Joe from Delavan. Joe, quickly, welcome to Scalzo and Ross. What do you got?
This is the exact reason why he didn't want to share. Everyone's blowing up about him having the vaccine or not, but no one's asking if he has any symptoms, anything like that. He has the same status as Adams did last week, and Adams was vaccinated, correct?
Well, they're technically separate rules. So we know that Aaron Rodgers is now out for a minimum of 10 days. Devontae Adams just had to test negative 2 days in a row. So you're talking about two different things here. The way that you talk about in the context of the NFL, they're technically classified as two different classifications in the sense of just being. Yeah, they both tested positive COVID-19.
Right. So being vaccinated or not doesn't matter. You still miss games.
Well, no, yeah, not necessarily. If Davante Adams ended up testing negative twice before that next game, he would have been able to play. If you're unvaccinated, then you, even if you're a close contact like Alan Lazard, who's never tested positive, he had to miss a game without testing positive because he was unvaccinated. So the rules are different there. And the reason why Davante missed the game was because the game was on a Thursday and he didn't have two negative tests in a row. Even if Rodgers tested negative twice in a row, 2 days in a row, he would still be out a minimum of 10 days because he is unvaccinated. So
thank you for the call.
Different there. 800-990-3776. Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, Ben's at Pfizer Forum. I'm hanging out with our friends at Bud Light here at the Draft House in Verona. We're going to be hooking people up with Bud Light on Sunday for the Packers-Chiefs game here in Verona at the Draft House. Homer of Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN will join us next. This will be interesting. It is Scalzo and Bruss.
This will be interesting.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
They're lying. Raisins suck. Raisins suck.
We know that people like raisins.
No, they don't.
Because raisins are sold and people buy them. They spend their money on raisins.
It's Big Grape. They got to get rid of those extra
did,
grapes.
Did you know that a raisin originated as a grape?
Yeah. Okay. It's part of the wine family.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at the Draft House in Verona. Benny Bruss getting ready for his call. The Milwaukee Bucks game at the Fiserv Forum. Hanging out with our friends at Bud Light. The first 50 people here on Sunday at the Draft House. 50 Bud Light pitchers on us and our friends at Bud Light for you. So if you're in the area, you want to watch the game. Jordan Love's debut. What's better than that?
Stop Show on by. Me the love.
The Draft House in Verona. There, Ben Bruss is. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're excited to welcome in our friend, our teammate. You hear him every day from 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee. On Homer and Tony, he is Steve the Homer. True Homer. You heard the interview with Aaron Rodgers earlier today on the Pat McAfee Show. You and Tony talked about it for a couple of hours. After hearing from Aaron Rodgers, you thought what?
I told everybody exactly what he would say. He said he didn't lie, and he explained. Hold on just a second. He explained why, and we can argue over that, but that's really secondary, the whole point of everybody wondering. So you believe all this stuff. Why the hell didn't you tell anybody before today? I mean, this is so important. Well, you could have mentioned it that day, or at any point from that day forward. He could have had a press conference to say, this is why I did it, or, I want a discussion about all this. There's a part of him that's just certifiably nuts.
Homer, that's my biggest issue. My biggest issue is that he's talking about that the NFL came into the Green Bay Packers organization and talked to them about how they're 19th in vaccination percentage, and he said he raised questions to the NFL that made his teammates, coaches, and some people in management come up to him and say, hey, I'm glad you did that. And if he wants to play hero now and tell us about that story, how come he couldn't play hero back then?
I don't have any answer. You try to
Does
figure out
Does he have an identity
why.
Crisis?
No, I think he's fragile. I think he avoids, there's no other explanation, because when you know somebody's smart and they do things that just don't make any sense, in terms of being smart, and we're not talking about COVID.
Are you smart anymore then?
What?
Are you smart anymore if you just keep doing things that don't make sense?
Know how smart someone is in terms of his intelligence and all the things that he does. So his intellect is smart, but his behavior doesn't make sense. And I agree with you 100%. What is he thinking? What makes it? It can only be that he wants to avoid the discussion as long as possible. But I'm open to anything anybody says as to why he does it, because it doesn't make any sense.
Talking with Homer here on Scalzo and Bruss, Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo. Talking with Homer. Look, I'm not going to try to make sense of it, but I do think that he's smart, he's intellectual. Like, it's kind of a coverall. I think sometimes that can be obviously a great strength, but sometimes it can be a weakness, especially when you exist in a world where you're told no very often and you're very rarely challenged. And I have a feeling you see it with movie stars, rock stars, great athletes. Like, once you get to a certain level of fame and money and people stop telling you no, you, and you're smart especially, you believe that you're right all of the time.
Well, but in his defense, he is right most of the time.
No, I mean, like that, but you're just saying that.
No,
you don't know
what he's
wrong.
I mean, in terms of football or what? No, well, no. You say that, but what are the examples? So there's, in all the discussions he has about things, you think, yeah, he's pretty right, or things come up, or what he wanted of the Packers. Turns out he was right, or we wanted to do this. This is more, this is just in terms of behavior, in terms of how you respond to certain things, you know. But no one, you can be smart and not handle certain situations. It's not what's the correct thing to do. It's when to do it, okay? It's not that he didn't explain all this stuff, right? He explained all this stuff, and it all makes sense. You don't have to agree with it, but it all makes sense, and it's the way he does it. The question is, why did he wait till now? Why?
So, Homer, again, one of my issues here as well is, like, Aaron Rodgers claimed that he followed every protocol, but then he talks about how he didn't follow the protocol of being masked indoors talking with reporters, which is clearly one for unvaccinated teammates. Our very own Josh DiMaggio read into the bylaws that he should not be traveling with the team as an unvaccinated teammate. He didn't address that. And so, like, clearly he's caught in a lie.
Well, I mean, it caught in what lie? I mean, I just don't want to spend time wasting time on that, because he explained why he said what he said and how he views it as truth. And that isn't the issue. The issue is why the hell he handled and talked about it the way he did. We're all thinking, you could have said this that day. You could have said that the next day.
Easily.
Given the information that he gets, and everybody's gotten, more has been learned about COVID over the time. So he could have at some point, the 1st of October, or the middle of October, with new information and all this research he's doing in the 500-page paper, that things have changed, and now he feels more comfortable in his debate with the league. But not one day did he ever say, okay, and, you know, people in the media knew this and didn't mention it, and he's waiting. What the hell are you waiting for? Or why are you waiting? Only because his actions would say he
told us why.
He would prefer that it not take place.
He told us why. He was afraid of the blowback, and he feels like it's a witch hunt. He doesn't want to be canceled. And then, look, and I've been saying it all week. Yes, he should have come out right away and been honest about it.
There's no witch hunt now. You could have thought that in August, and understandably so. By now, everybody knows there's no – everybody's accepting everything.
I don't know if everybody's accepting everything. And we could continue to re-legislate this. I feel like we've been having very similar conversations over the last few days. I'm more interested in this, Homer. Now that he has come out and he's taken shots at the NFL, specifically saying that there's an NFL doctor who claimed that if you got the COVID vaccine that you could not contract or transmit COVID. The NFL has already disputed that, saying we offered to have him talk with an NFL MD or a virologist. He refused to. Do you think now he's opened him up to greater punishment or sanctions from the NFL? We know once the NFL gets mad at you, they will do whatever they can in order to try to punish you. Do you think he's opened himself up to possible further punishment or put himself in the crosshairs now where they're going to be investigating him even further for some of these protocols that he's admitted to breaking?
Yes, I would think so, especially the doctor thing. That's huge, because it can be proven accurate or not. And that is going to make me, the NFL, really mad. Now, to me, the defense of Aaron Rodgers in this regard has always been, as I said, who leaked the information when the story came out from the NFL Network or whatever? Because if I'm Rodgers, then I'd sue the league, because there's no reason that information should come out if it came out that way. Now, if it wasn't the league, it's somebody else, that's a different thing. But, yes, he's put himself in a position, and that one comment about the doctor is huge. Because, again, he knows everybody's going to follow that up. So
yeah, the league already.
It,
the league, there's. Go ahead.
No. It's going to be like a person, whatever. I mean, the league can say that. I mean, the specifics. With everything with Aaron Rodgers now, it's all going to be specific. Yes, they said that. No. Who, Rodgers? Who was the doctor? Who was it? My point is, that's the kind of thing that there's no middle ground. You can't, and everybody, not everybody, majority of people are going to want to get him on stuff like that. Yeah, you try to pull that crap again. All right, let's get the name. Let's see who it was. That's going to be pursued heavily. And if, you know, you say something like that and it's a lie in terms of no discussion, they're going to, wouldn't you? I mean, if you're the NFL, would you be bothered by it? Now, on the other hand, we all know Aaron Rodgers is a star in the league, so he's given leeway. But there are some things you can't do, where you really stretch it. And of all the things he said, I think that's, you brought it up, we brought it up, that's the one thing that stands out. You know, you can argue the other things and say he's inaccurate of his analysis of the science, all that stuff. But when you say, a doctor told me this, now, maybe I listened to it as if he was referring to an NFL doctor, and that's why he objected to some of their rules, right?
Yes, it was about he was talking to a doctor that was going to deny his appeal.
Yeah. So, assuming, again, with him, you never know. You better find out who it was.
Is he worth the roller coaster, Homer? Like, are you cool with five more years of the roller coaster of all,
yes,
of everything?
I'd announce it today. Plus, it would appear that the Packers went out of their way to help him, right?
How much blame do they get for this? If there's blowback from the league, how much blame do the parents of the Green Bay Packers get here for protecting their proverbial child?
But based on the way the NFL has done this, I think they left it up to teams. They get all the blame, all of it. But if they took it for Rodgers, which clearly to me they did, we're not aware of them doing anything like this for other players. Now, if they did for other players, then it'd be different. But if you were Aaron Rodgers, given the information we have, wouldn't you be very grateful to the way the Packers handled it? They allowed you to continue this as long as possible.
So you believe this strengthens his relationship with the team. It doesn't diminish his relationship with the team. That relationship goes both ways.
Right. If they were stupid enough to trade him before this, they'd still be stupid enough to trade him now. So there's no... But on the other side, it seems... But, you know, that's the... That's the difficulty with Rodgers, given what we know or how it... And given that I've said he's crazy in this regard, then who knows what he's going to decide? How do you know how he views it? Because he's clearly capable of finding a problem and there being something terrible with everything. I would hope that that the others around him treat him better than he has treated people who disappointed himself. Disappointed him. People have brought up Ryan Braun, his family. So he now needs others to be much kinder to him than he has been to others.
Why do you say Aaron Rodgers is crazy?
Because it's the behavior that we've seen now. There's no other. He has a crazy part to him. He's not totally crazy. He's smart. The way he has handled this information and doing it, and the way he handled things in the summer regarding the team, that's not normal. It's now what I would say crazy. We all might have, other than me, of course, but we all might have parts about us that people would say are crazy. That does not mean you're crazy, but we all agree there's no way to figure out, unless you have and haven't told me yet, to figure out his behavior given all the information.
Homer, thank you.
Other than crazy? What, do you have an explanation?
I think there's a lot of explanations. You know, I definitely think he believes that he thinks differently. I do think that there's some contradiction to what he says, not necessarily in the information as much as how he asks you to question everything, and yet he goes to a podcast host and takes what that podcast host says at 100%. So, like, I don't know if crazy is the word that I would use. I might use a word like complicated, although we know how that makes him feel, to be called complicated. So, So, yeah, maybe if you want to use the word crazy, that's fine. I just wanted to understand why you were saying that he was crazy, but it's more about how he has gone about the situation than the specific information that he disseminated today, which I think is a fair answer.
Yeah, there's a crazy part of him. He's definitely not, I don't rate him as overall crazy, but there's nothing he could do in regards to his behavior toward a situation in which I can say I'm surprised. It's not possible anymore. And when you get to that point about someone's behavior in an area, that is crazy.
Nobody would call you crazy, Homer. Thank you for the time, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Bye.
Homer and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Ben Bruss hanging out at the Fiserv. I'm hanging out at the Draft House. 50 free Bud Light pitchers on Sunday for the big game. So pop on down to the Draft House if you're in the area on Sunday. We'll be back with a little 1 or 0. Continue to talk Aaron Rodgers and, more importantly, talk with you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. 800-990-3776 next on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
Dope weed guy. Weed guy. A weed guy. We love a weed guy. Weed guy. Weed guy. Weed guy. Weed.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Scalzo and Brust on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcast. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Aaron Rodgers spoke today. The first time since he has tested positive for COVID-19, and the world learned that he lied to all of us on August 26th before the season started when he answered point blank, yeah, I've been immunized, to a question of are you vaccinated. He continued to allow everybody to believe that he was outside of the building. He claims all of his coaches and his teammates were aware. All of that came crashing down this week. Now he speaks for the first time. Spent almost 45 minutes on the Pat McAfee show talking earlier today, and it was a roller coaster there. He started it out by saying, quote, I realize I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob right now, so before my final nail gets put in my cancel culture casket, I'd like to set the record straight on so many of the blatant lies out there. I mean, that's a written intro there, right?
Oh,
he had notes with him. That was a big time written intro, and it was something else. 800-990-3776. We want to talk with you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. Ben Bruss hanging out. Benny Bucks at the Fiserv Forum getting ready to call the Bucks game tonight. You can hear that 100.5 ESPN of Madison, 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee. I'm Greg Scalzo hanging out at the Draft House in Verona. 50 free Bud Light pitchers on Sunday for the Pack Chiefs game. If you're in the area, definitely pop on by. It is going to be a lot of fun here at the Draft House in Verona. 800-990-3776. Let's start with Phil in Cedarburg. Phil, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. What do you got?
Yeah, I don't, I got to admit, I don't quite get why people are giving him any crap at all. I mean, what did he do? He caught COVID? That's what he did?
It's not about if he caught COVID or not. It's that he literally is an unvaccinated teammate, and he did not handle the rules of the NFL protocols, and he tried to be above it. Like, he just literally did everything he wasn't supposed to do and lied about it.
The NFL's full of...
I don't know. I can't hear him.
I can't. Yeah, I either lost service. And I would love to keep going with him because it sounds like he's going to disagree. Like, it's factual. Like, it. Greg, you don't hear anything either, do you? We lost him?
No, I don't know what just happened right there. He said it was full of something, and then it went dark. 800-990-3776. I'd like Phil from Cedarburg to call back if you can. Again, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Jay in Waukesha quickly here. Jay, welcome to Scalzo and Brost. Aaron Rodgers speaks today. What do you got?
I love it. I love what he said. I love what he does. He is a renegade. He doesn't have to bow to these people. You know, you guys keep saying that people are ripping them. The other thing is, I love that he said that masks don't do shit.
Nope, you can't say that word on the air. 800-990-3776. Remember, people, you cannot swear on the air. So, please.
Is that back-to-back?
I know this is emotional. I don't think Phil in Cedarburg swore unless Joshy caught it and cut him off before he did. But... We'll find out. Yeah, like, I guess, again, I would love to hear from the Jays in Waukesha, from the Phils in Cedarburg. You guys can't swear. We want to hear your perspective.
Yeah,
but you cannot
I want
swear.
It all.
On the air, and yeah, okay, if he was a renegade, right? Because again, I'll say it, I like the fact that he is willing to put himself out there. It would have been really valuable for him to do that back in August, in September, in October, like before he ended up getting caught. I don't think you can say that it's brave that he decided to share this brilliant perspective and he decided to rebel after he got caught. That's not rebelling.
Correct.
That is,
that's
that
not
is
being awesome. A hero. Keep going. I'm just I'm fired
no,
up.
No, go
with
ahead.
You.
I'm giving you some room here. Go.
Yeah, he's not a hero. Like, he's just not. If he was a hero, he would have took all this information that he prepared for all of you in that 45 minutes on the Pat McAfee show, and he would have done this in August. He would have actually stood by his opinion that he had today back in August. And that's what it comes down to, is everyone's like, oh, all the same people that were ripping Aaron Rodgers for being a diva in the offseason, for not talking and being, you know, this, that, and the other thing, Aaron this, Aaron that, now because he has a differing opinion towards COVID, you're all just going to start loving him now when he didn't have the courage to say it outwardly because he's playing the victim of the woke mob culture? Like, give me a break. Aaron, you're supposed to be the leader of this franchise. You're supposed to be a leader of the NFL. You're supposed to be that guy, and you get caught in a lie, and it's perfect. He goes on the one place that no one's going to follow up with questions on the Pat McAfee show so he can just get whatever he wants out there. He's Aaron Fraudulent Rodgers. Like, this, nothing is ever black and white. He will tiptoe around things. He was immunized, this, that. I'm just so sick of Aaron Rodgers off the freaking football field. Gosh darn, does he throw a gosh good ball. But I can't listen to him. I really can't.
A gosh good ball. A gosh good ball.
I didn't want to swear after we've had some swearing.
Patented by Benny Brust. How many gosh good balls will we be throwing this weekend? 800-990-3776.
I got gosh good balls.
800-990-3776. 262 chimes in. Says the guy has clearly been eating too much clay with Shailene Woodley. As long as he keeps slinging the pill like he has been, you don't care, though. And that is a large part of it, right? I do think that people ultimately will look at it and say, you know, he's still a good quarterback, and that's all I care about. I'm seeing some people on the text line saying that as well. Hey, he's here to entertain. He's here to play quarterback. As long as he does well, I don't really care what he's like off the field. I don't care what personal decisions he makes for himself. 608 chimes in, says, guys, Karen Rodgers is mad his gemstone treatment wasn't acceptable and still got preferential treatment from the NFL and the Packers. He also says he can compared himself to Martin Luther King?
Jim Crow laws and COVID are not exactly apples to apples. It was a weird way to go with an MLK quote there. But like, Greg, I'm so fascinated because you and I are on the same page here. Like, we literally don't care if he is vaxxed or unvaxxed. And like, we like the idea of Aaron Rodgers like going beyond the normal thought of thinking and trying to maybe change NFL protocols that don't make sense. But ultimately, he is not a hero because he's doing it after he got caught in a lie. And that is the most fascinating part about today, is everyone's like, oh, I love Aaron Rodgers. Look at him speaking up to the big, bad woke culture. If he's so big and tough, he would have done it back in August. He's not.
800-990-3776, 800-990-3776, live from Verona at the Draft House. Your first 50 Bud Light pitchers on the Draft House on ESPN. Madison on our friends at Bud Light. That's this Sunday for Packers Chiefs. If you're on the line, stay on the line. We are going to get to you next. 800-990-3776. If you're not, call us. We'll be talking to you about Aaron Rodgers next on Scalzo and Bras.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
Wait, I don't want this to turn on to me completely, because Greg did get scammed by the internet, but I did scam Josh DiMaggio today.
Yeah, I mean,
you scam everybody every day. That's why you are unscammable, because you are constantly the scammer.
Looking,
I am the scammed.
I know where to look. If there is a scam, I'll know. And Greg, you believe in people too much, I guess.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lost in the way. move the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me.
This is Galzo and Breast across ESPN Wisconsin and Josh DiMaggio. We cannot make this up right now. Greg. We are on a video call, and Josh goes in my headset, "You ready?" And we're waving at Greg like we're like a loser in the crowd trying to get the attention of somebody across the arena to try and get Greg on.
Aaron Rodgers spoke today for the first time since he tested positive for COVID-19. It is Scalzo and Brust. He is Ben Brust live at the Fiserv Forum for the Milwaukee Bucks game. I'm hanging out here in Verona at the Draft House. First 50 Bud Light pitchers on us on Sunday for the Packers Chiefs game. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. We want to talk to you, the Scalzo and Brust family. The text line is lit up. The phone lines are lit up. So we won't waste any more time. We'll go right to Dave from Tosa. Dave, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Hey, I called in a couple days ago. God, I can't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday. I'll preface this. I'm not going to swear. So I promise you guys, I'm not going to swear. I don't really swear anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Anyways,
appreciate that.
I got to say, I think I was kind of wrong. I came to Rodgers' defense pretty quick early in the week, and it was a matter of two things. I kind of wanted to wait and see, you know, because I think it was the news broke on Monday, and I kind of wanted to see what was going to happen, you know, because you figured Tuesday Rodgers is going to release a statement. Nah, he didn't. He waited. It's what he did. He waited. And in my opinion, I don't judge him. You teach their own. That's how I live my life, man. You live your own life, whatever you want to do, but be honest about it. And he wasn't. That's the ultimate thing. And Bruce said it best right before the commercial break, kind of stole my thunder a little bit. It's like, yeah, man, if that's how you feel, it's all good. But, like, you should have said it in August, you know? Like don't mislead people to, like, think, like, a certain way. When you actually feel like this, and then you come on the McAfee show, which, I mean, I like Pat, and he's got a great show, but he just provides a platform for Aaron to say whatever he wants to say. I mean, it didn't matter. You know, Aaron does no wrong on the Pat McAfee show. And in terms of the Packers and such, you know, he's put Green Bay in a tight spot. He put them in a tight spot all offseason with the drama. I mean, this is the reality of the situation. With everything that happened, and he never talked, and he's being all, he's trying to be all funny and cutesy on that on the match or whatever. Oh, we'll see if I'll be there. Trying to be, you know, all whatever you want to say it. And then this happens, and you know darn well that
good
the Packers
save.
Had his back. You know darn well that the Packers had his back with this, and the Packers are right. The Packers are right. Mark Murphy got a lot of crap when he called Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella. But that's what he is. That's exactly what he is.
That is exactly what he is. Thank you.
And thank you for the call. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Dave.
I was just going to say, like, after all that, Greg, wouldn't you agree that if I asked Dave and Tosa, don't you want him to be the quarterback when he's back healthy? Everyone's going to say yes to that question. I even would. Even as annoyed as I am about Aaron Rodgers, and as much as I want to be like, you know, is Aaron worth the headache? When he goes on the football field and you see what he's able to do, it's worth it, because that's what the people are texting you, right? People are talking about is, like, as a Packer fan, I don't care what he does as long as he's on the football field when I'm watching on Sundays.
800-990-3776. Sydney from Kenosha. Sydney, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Sydney. We're great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So I myself am a Chiefs fan personally, and I've got tickets to the game on Sunday, and I was really looking forward to seeing Mahomes v. Rodgers, but then all of this is happening, so it's kind of disappointing that I'm not going to get to see my dream game. I just want to say to the people who are, like, calling Aaron Rodgers a hero, you know, less of a hero for this and more of a coward, in my opinion. Like, if you didn't want the vaccine and you weren't vaccinated, you should have just admitted it up front. Like, it almost seems sort of sneaky, like he was trying to hide something. And when he said he was taking the horse dewormer to, like, I don't know, prevent / treat himself, That just kind of gave me QAnon vibes. So I wonder, Rogers, closet Republican? I don't know. Not to just...
Thanks for the call.
Sydney from Kenosha, 800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. Let's go to Travis in Madison. Travis, welcome to Scalzo and Brust.
And I think this whole him lying and all that's a little bit of an overreaction just from the fan standpoint and the media standpoint. I mean, yeah, he did kind of mislead everybody saying he's immunized or whatever, pulled a brush there with my mispronunciation. But, yeah, I mean, he said he was so-so vaccinated and whatnot, and everybody knows how Rodgers is. I mean, guys get on the COVID-19 list, they get put out. Ryan Tannehill, Davante Adams, for example. But like that pie chart you guys were saying yesterday, I put 5% of it on Rodgers and 45% on the media and another 50% on the fans for just overreacting. I mean, Rodgers is a great quarterback. Personally, I don't like him. I'm a Rams fan. As a person, I don't like him, but as a player, he's definitely one of the best. And Homer hit it on the head. He might have a little psychological issue going on with how he reacts to everything, but it's kind of how you would avoid the conversation with your wife or your fiance. I mean, if I go to the bar after work, if I get off early at 3:30 and I call her at 4:30 saying I just got off and she sees the ATM slip, she's going to freak out. So kind of that same sense. You just want to avoid as much as you can. If you get caught, you do, and you try to throw it to the side and put your point and you know, fight your reaction with it.
Thanks for the call.
800-990-3776.
apples, but I like the try.
800-990-3776. The number to get into the show. We want to hear from you. What do you think about what Aaron Rodgers had to say earlier today on the Pat McAfee show? He tried to explain himself, claimed he didn't lie, even though he very clearly did. Some people care that he lied. We heard Sydney, I believe her name was, from Kenosha, say that he was a coward. Some people, like that last gentleman, don't care at all if he lied. How do you feel? 800-990-3776. We'll keep talking with you, the Scalzo and Brust family, next in 2 minutes on Scalzo and Brust.